Thank you, D. Kirby. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Bing.
Who's going to blast off today, you or me?
Why don't you blast off?
Okay, here we go.
Ah, gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you. Then I see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Candy, when I've got you, then I see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Can't make it without you. When you're gone, what can I do?
Well, we have a little observation here we're going to make today that ought to startle somebody. Ladies, pass the whale.
Pass the whale?
That's what I said, pass the whale.
Oh, Bing, you mean in a boat. Pass the whale in a boat.
No, I mean pass the whale at the table.
Yeah, you mean like pass the pork chops?
Just like that.
I don't know. I think I'd still prefer to pass mine in the boat, thank you.
Me too.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Let's keep an open mind on whales, shall we? You know, it's a little something different for most of us.
Too different for me.
Don't be so insular, Rosie. Don't you know that there's a new process for preserving whale? Heretofore, it had to come frozen, way from the Antarctic. But now they have a much cheaper process. And whale meat stays in great condition. Yes, sir, they bring it back in brine now, and it's much cheaper. Mm. And I think housewives are certainly going to be interested in that.
Oh,
factor.
I think so.
Let me ask you this. How would you know if whale meat was in good condition anyway?
There's no trick to it, really.
How do you know?
Not at all. Naturally, you have to be an aficionado of whale meat to do it. You have to have an acquired taste for it.
Yeah, sure. What does it taste like? Octopus, squid, caviar, something like that?
No, whale meat tastes like meat. Didn't you know that a whale isn't a fish? It's a mammal. Yeah.
Whales do an awful lot of swimming.
Well, so do people. But they're not a fish, isn't it? A whale is fish-like, but it's actually a mammal. I promise you, on my honor, whale meat tastes just like steak.
Just the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, just the same, my little taste buds keep telling me to keep away from anything that spouts.
Okay, Rosie, if you want to be a recluse in the gastronomic field, just keep shaking your head and stomping your foot. But a lot of lovers of whale meat will be glad to know that they can get it a lot cheaper now. They don't have to get it frozen either. Isn't that great?
Yeah, news like this could make headlines up in Iceland, I imagine.
And you've never had a barbecued whale steak, now have you?
No, sir, I never have, and I got some news for you. I ain't never going to have one.
Oh, you poor fellow. You have no adventure in your soul. You're provincial.
Anyway, friends, those of you out there whose mouths are watering for a good whale steak, we just wanted to let you know that it's cheaper now and it's available. Even I'll take a chance. Pass the whale, but a very small piece for
this
me.
This is whale. You? Take a lot. It's delicious. We're long on whale.
No.
Yes, we're going to go. No. Be big about whale.
Are you sure you won't join us, Ken?
No, I think I'll just pass it in the boats, like I said.
Okay, all right for you, but you're canceled for my next cookout. I'm going to barbecue a great big sperm, John.
Oh, fine. I may have to miss that. But I wonder if someone would harpoon a song now. How'd that be?
There she blows.
Make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to throw a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps. And every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first I thought that you could break this jinx for me. That love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. Everything happens to me.
Hold it a mo here, friends, for a few pertinent points from Wrigley's.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment with the biggest little treat in all the land. Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Clooney and I would like to sing Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep.
And we trust that no one in our audience will take this as a suggestion.
No, no, we're not trying to put you to sleep, folks. We're just trying to soothe you a little.
No more company to feed.
No more papers left to read.
What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
No more anything to drink.
Leave those dishes in the sink.
Gladly. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and so to sleep.
You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear.
You're looking younger every day.
Really?
You never were so sweet before, dear.
No more money in the bank.
No cute baby we can spank.
What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
You're waiting now for me to say I I love you more and more and more, dear.
You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank.
No cute baby we can spank.
What's to do about it? Let's turn out the lights and go to sleep.
Whole world of pleasure, entertainment, and complete practical help wrapped up for you in May Good Housekeeping. 28 fancy-free new hairdos that you can do yourself. Let Enrico Caruso, Charles of the Ritz, and other famous hairstylists compete for the pleasure of making you more beautiful. Photographed in full color. Next, a complete, handsomely illustrated casserole cookbook. Wonderful fun dishes that need just a little warming time while you're chatting with guests in the living room. Also, fresh flair and easy care. Page after color page of summer clothes for dress, play, and travel, and where to buy them. And Good Housekeeping's Better Way section is filled with practical advice on many subjects. Included this month is an important discussion of polio vaccines and which to use, Salk, Sabin, or both. And don't forget the memorable fiction, including a major new novel by Niven Bush, author of Duel in the Sun. All this and much more in Good Housekeeping for May. What a buy. May, Good Housekeeping.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
Move in here, Rosie. Make yourself to home.
Okay, Bing.
I like New York in June. About you, I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight, and motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And Harry Crosby's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about
about you. Get my fill, and Mr. Crosby's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I like it. How about you?
Goodbye for today. Remember, we'll be right back here tomorrow.
Try to give us a listen, will you?
Certainly been nice being with you, and we'll see you tomorrow then.
There's a long season of Major League Baseball ahead. With new teams in the leagues, new ball players on the rosters, and old records waiting to be broken, there'll be plenty of news being made. Sports Time with Phil Rizzuto is your best bet for keeping up with baseball and all sports news. The CBS Radio Network presents Sports Time Monday through Saturday every week. Get the full sports story from Phil Rizzuto on Sports Time.